Dhritarashtra, being a demon by body, but is still showing so much high class of prayer to Krishna, that even Indra was astonished. Parikshit Maharaj was also astonished. How is this, being a demon, and Dhritarashtra is telling Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Khaga Tanne Jatha Vatka Tarashtra Dhatha Siya Siya Vikatam Vishanna Manu Dev Jatha Sese Sese Sese. He is telling to Indra, why you are not killing me? You have in your hand Vajra,
Thunderbolt.
Even you are not killing me? Hurry up. But Indra could not do so. He was thought, how I can kill him? It seems that he is so high class of devotee. But he was persisting that, kill me. Because in this demon state, body, I cannot serve my Guru, Krishna. So you should kill me. Indra used his thunderbolt to kill him. But he was so powerful. Dhritarashtra, that he knocked with his gada,
club
on the head of the elephant,
Airava.
And Airava fell down. And in the thunderbolt also went away from his hand. He told that, why you are not killing? Again, take thunderbolt and be on Airavat and you should try to kill. But he was not doing so. Seeing this, he began to pray Krishna. That, O Krishna, he will not kill me. I want to pray you something. Krishna told, he came in his heart and told, I want to give you some benediction for your prayer. He told that, I don't want to beg any worldly things from you. I want only that my son always should think or utter Krishna. My mind always meditate you. And my body always be engaged in your service. Very high class of prayer. We have three things only. Body, mind, tongue. By this we can do anything. So he was telling that I should sing always your name, fame, glory and all, always. You know this tongue has no bone. It is like what? इसमें कोई ये नहीं है, हड्डी नहीं है, और ये लूली है. लो लूली, लाइक दिस, पैरालाइसिस, लाइक. बट ये सी सो पावरफुल, she is so powerful that she can do any nonsense thing. Mahabharata Yudha was fought. The battle of Mahabharata was fought. Only Draupadi has not controlled his tongue. He told to Duryodhan that your father was blind, you are also like blind. And that is why Mahabharata was fought. He wanted to naked Draupadi for this reason, that he has insulted me in the council of great kings and all others. So I must take revenge for that also. You know, the battle of Ahalamatra, long while. You know why the battle of Ramayana was fought? Why? Sita has not controlled his son. He abused Lakshman. When Marich came in the shape, demon Marich came in the shape of deer. And Sita told that, oh beloved Ram, please bring this deer, either killed or alive. When he was going, he told Lakshman to save anyhow Sita. And when Ramchandra went and shooted that deer, he told loudly in the same tone as Ram that Lakhan, Lakshman, Lakshman, come on. Sita thought that Ram is in danger. That is why he has called me Lakshman, Lakshman. But Lakshman, why you are not going? Lakshman told that I know that he cannot be in any way in any danger. He is king, he is lord of lords. So don't be worried for him. But Sita was repeatedly telling him, persisting, that go out at once. He told, if I will go, demons will come and they will hit you. Stole away. Oh, I know why you are not going. You are the CID of Bharat. And you have come in this guise with me so that you can anyhow kill Ram and you will be my husband. But it will never be like so. I may die, but not taking anyone other than Ram as my husband. So you are like a demon. Then Lakshman began to wait. Don't tell. I take you as a mother, but you are telling like, so I am going, but I am not responsible now. But don't go cross this line what I am giving. He took his bow and made a line and if Lakshman was there, Sita was not stolen and thus no battle, but only due to this. So always try to control your tongue. Also we see in devotion line, the devotees don't want to control their tongue, and that is why so nonsense things come. And they abuse their guru. They don't obey their guru, Vaishnavas and others. So many kinds of offenses are done there. So a devotee should try to first control his tongue. How it means? It will be controlled only by chanting always. No time for chattering, pattering and all other things. No. don't try to so much laugh to make hasi mazakiya joke to anyone. Otherwise, joking, it may be so much offense. So try to be great, always chanting and remembering. But we don't follow, and that is my job. Be strong in mind. How we can make our mind? Whether it is going here and there, it or remembering, always Krishna and Krishna pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda and his pastime, always. No time to go slip here and there. Then mind will be so strong. No offense, no need of controlling. Then also, all the senses will be controlled if mind is controlled. And this will only be controlled only by always remembering Krishna. Krishna pastime. All praying by mind, Sarup, Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by all. And thirdly, by body, always be engaged in Krishna service, Guru service, Vaishnava service. Otherwise, it will do something. They will quarrel with Vaishnava. They make careless guru. In India I have seen one time that any disciple took a paksha, axe, you know, and he throw to his Gurudev. But in the night he was sleeping opposite direction. Always he used to keep his head near here, but at that very night he took his head there and feet there. So in the midst of the lake here that act, and that is why he was there, because he was pure devotee. But devotee was disciple was not pure devotee. So Nityananda Prabhu or Nrisimhadev said to him, so you should engage, try to engage this body in such a way that always serving Vaishnava, cooking, going to Tirtha, pilgrimage, but always offering this head by doing pranam, ashtang pranam, clearing temples, abode of Gurudev, bhajan kuti of Vaishnava Gurudev, always engaging. Then it will be controlled. So he is praying to Krishna that, O Krishna, ajata paksha yuma karam khada. Like a baby bird, even their pankha, wings has not come out, and his father, mother has gone to anywhere to bring something, and the baby is what doing? Always he is remembering, when my mother will come, always waiting by mind, when my mother will come. But why he wants mother? That mother will bring something to eat, and secondly he is fearing from all. They will take and eat from crows, other birds, they want to take it. So mother, if he is coming, so fear will go and something to eat will come. So he was praying like first like that, but now he corrected. What he corrected? Like a cough. Cough. In the evening, mother has gone to grave here, there, in field. And then when mother came, cough, he was bended in any other place. He cannot go to her mother and cannot take his breath, no milk. So he was going like what? She was shouting, he was shouting, da, like cough. And he was jumping, but he was blinded. So he cannot walk. But anyhow, the master of the cow came and he untied and he jumped, cough, and running to his mother, his mother, he went and took the breath of mother and began to. So why this cow was so shouting loudly? That mother will come and give me milk. What is the difference between these two prayers? Bird taking something out of his body, anything, anything out of his body, and they gave it to the child, and fear also goes. But here cow gives her own milk, and always doing kirtan life. Hare Krishna we chant, so cow is only cow, cow, mother, 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 mother. But there is defect that though he gives milk from his body, her body, but cow is only wanting that milk. And when he, the stomach is full, he gives up his mother and goes here, there, making merry. Again he, when he will be hungry, he will come again. Don't sleep. Always like this, like this. Otherwise Maya will come and take it. Then what is the need of going with me here and there? Very carefully. When Chitrasu knew that in my prayer there is something lacking, and that lacking was, he was, cough was only weeping, or he was sounding only for milk, and if there was milk, no need of mother. So I don't like this. So he prayed third thing. What third? Priya priyeva vishutang vishanna. If beloved has gone anywhere, then his wife always remembering him, always telling to their boys, her boys, oh, your father has gone anywhere. And he is telling the qualities of his husband, always glorifying. And also, why he sees worry for her husband? When her husband will come, then he will cook, she will cook, give him very fresh and sweet water. She will serve her. So three things are here. Uttering name, always remembering, meditating him, and also suffering by his body. So this third prayer is complete. Here husband has not met soul, beloved priyah eva vishutang vishanna, not like a husband and wife but beloved and
lover.
So he is telling, being a demon, he is telling that I must have so much love for Krishna like that chaste lady. And how she, without any reason, without any self gain, material gain, she chanting, remembering and singing the glories of Krishna. And like always remembering him, meditating him. So this is a very important thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. We should try to take this lesson. This speaking, if you are not taking, then we are not reading Srimad Bhagavatam. This is, in Bhagavatam it has been told that this pastime of the Vistasu is one of the significant things in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj Upakhyan and this, both are very important. So, hearing all these things, you should all try to be like this, like Buddha. Then, we are coming to Krishna pastime. How Krishna, with being in Golok Vrindavan, he came in the womb of Yashoda Devi and in the womb of Devaki Gopal. Can you tell? Nice. Better call someone to tell. Can you tell?
Yes, but I have
another
lila, you told me to tell a different
lila. No harm.
I prepared this one.
Oh, you have prepared one. Try to prepare whole Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita and everything. Can you, anyone? Look to others, don't look to us. Because Yugdharma was there. No? What was Yugdharma? Dwapar to establish it. Jada jadahi dharmasya glanirbhav sidharata vitthanam adharmasya tadatmanam. When all are engaged in worldly, fulfilled worldly desire, like all demons do, it can be there. Then Krishna has to come himself or to send any his incarnation to establish Atma Dharma, that is devotion of Krishna. So this was that. At that time Duryodhan, Kamsa, Jarasandha, Dantavakra all were in the shape of Kshatriya, all were demons like. And always being guest, stealing away the wives of any beautiful ladies, killing, always battling here, there, murdering. So Krishna has to come. Secondly, Kashyap and Aditi did very hard authority that Krishna should come in the shape of my son. Also, Drona and Dhara, this couple, also did authority that we can love and serve himself, God, Krishna like my son. Drona and Dhara wanted to serve so lovely as a son, and Kashyapa and Aditi, they wanted that Krishna should be his son, not for love, affection and service. That is why Krishna came in the to Devaki as a son, but she could not serve, and also Vasudev could not serve. Same day they took Krishna from the prison of Kamsa to Gokul, and there in the from the womb of Yashoda, Krishna as a baby has taken birth.
The poet mixed there.
Perhaps you know these things. And when Krishna and Baldev were coming with Thakuru from Nandagaon to Mathura in the called by Kans in the Rangashala, there when they came on the border of Vrindavan and Mathura in the Brahma Harada near Jamuna, Krishna and Baldev were sitting on the chariot, and Akrur went to take bath in Brahma Rada. At this moment, Krishna Baldev, son of Yashoda, and Baldev of Rohini, they disappeared from there and they went in prison. And from there, the son of Vasudev, Krishna and Baldev, they at once sat on the chariot, and with again Akrur came and they came to Mathura. So Brajanandan Shyam Sundar does not go a step from Vrindavan. Try to listen more. Don't set your mother here and there. So always hear and let your mother hear something. If you want anything, you can go to kitchen room. Everything is there. What I was telling? So Krishna, the son of Yashoda and the son of Rohini, does not go anywhere an inch from Vrindavan. And he is always son of Yashoda, and in part the son of Vasudeva, not in whole. When he is in the womb of Devaki, he is like Narayan, and that is why he is called Vasudeva. And he is always like the son of Yashodananda. Devaki Janma Vadav, in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told everywhere. That tell them all Mathura Vasi that he is son of Vasudeva Devaki. Let Akrur, Uddha, Narad and whole world let them say that he is the son of Devaki Vasudeva. But Yashoda, what will Yashoda tell? He is my son. All the gopi, all the Brajavasi, all the cowherd boys, they will tell that Krishna is the son of who are authentic? Mathura Vasi, or the persons of world are authentic more, or gopis are authentic? Gopis are authentic. They are superior than Uddha, Narad, Akrur, or Mathura Vasi. They are more superior. So what Srimati Radhika is telling, what Brajavasi are telling, it is true to all them. And those who are telling that Krishna is son of Vasudeva Devaki, they are telling but partly true, and not full truth. Understand this thing? So Krishna, when Krishna was, Krishna took birth in Gokul at the same time, in midnight 12, Krishna also appeared from Devaki also. Here, not as a baby, but like a 16 years old, full young son. Having so long hair here, costumery here, and golden ornaments, some crown in his head,